Time to suit up.
Here we are.
Hello.
TDF Radio.
TDF Radio, back in the house.
James Ridgewood here.
Todd Worthington, screaming on the mic.
As usual.
So this is our first return broadcast post-move.
It's also the first remote broadcast. So I am ghetto podcasting right now. I am on just a headset instead of our fine equipment that we had, and that some of which you took away from me.
I did take it. I mean,
yeah,
you
don't
know,
worry. I'll have my own mixer soon.
Yeah, you're gonna get a new one.
It should be new.
Did you see that one with the iPod dock on it?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
That was sick.
I hate iTunes.
Not that you need it, but.
No.
If you got the one with the iPod dock, we could trade.
The one with the iPod dock is what, like $120 more? You fucking add an iPod dock and you can jack up the price by a factor of three.
Well, whatever it is, you know. So, hey, welcome everybody. I need to, we're
broadcasting. Counting the fucks already? I think I already said fuck.
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 I forgot to fucking count. This is our remote podcast here. I'm doing the recording today.
That you are. That was why we were a little late. We had to get you all set up. I am still in America's finest city.
And, I am now in Palm Desert.
That's almost fine.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. It's a bit warm out here.
How hot would you say it is?
It's gotten into the 90s a few times.
All right.
But for some reason, 95 out here doesn't exactly feel like 95 in America's finest city. It feels slightly more comfortable.
Slightly more what?
Slightly more comfortable. It's a more comfortable 95 than if it were 95 in America's finest city.
Yeah, I hear you. It's probably the humidity. How's that vino?
It's good. I thought I'd shake things up a little bit and drink wine today.
Yeah, I was going to make fun of you, but, you know, whatever. I'm drinking the scotch, Costco brand scotch. It's actually very good.
Costco brand scotch.
Yeah, $70 a bottle, man.
How do they have the sack to charge $70 for Kirkland whiskey?
No, well... Okay, so what they do is they buy the whiskey off of, like this is, they bought Macallan whiskey, but they age it themselves. So they have to buy their own barrels and, you know, there's some Costco warehouse somewhere where there's just barrels and barrels and barrels of future Costco whiskey. And then they age it for like, this is 17 years, and then they bottle it themselves in Kirkland bottles.
Has Costco even been an organization for 17 years?
I believe they have.
That's ridiculous. They must have.
But they
had
could probably buy it from somebody else, or maybe they outsourced that part. Costco was founded in 1983.
All right. So then they've also got some. They possibly have some 20-year-old whiskey out there.
27, you mean?
Well, I'm just saying they probably didn't have the idea to start aging their own whiskey. In 1983.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of also just depends on the distillery. They did this about 3 years ago. They had an 18-year scotch about 3 years ago. I think I bought like 10 bottles at 60 apiece.
Really?
They're all gone now. Oh, yeah. They were amazing.
Really? That good, huh?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, essentially, it's the same thing as like, you know, 18-year Macallan, which is like $150 a bottle.
Huh. Wouldn't have.
I haven't done the side by side comparison, but I have a bottle of Macallan 12, and I have the Costco. I tried it against the 17, and I tried it against the 18. The Costco is considerably better.
Really?
But the Macallan 12 is only like $50 a bottle.
Huh. Wouldn't have, I never would have guessed. Never would have guessed. So, we are missing two people again.
Well, we're always missing one.
We're always missing
Stacey
one.
Stacey always, you know, I saw her behind the door in the video screen. In your video screen, we got it on. We got Skype video on, like a couple of losers.
I don't think I'm supposed to laugh that much on the when we're talking here, but that was fucking funny.
Yeah, but yeah, I saw Stacey. She came in, waved to me, and then was like, "Fucking losers."
Yeah,
to your fucking radio show.
Yeah, she'll come on sometime. She gets a nice girls night out of this. And by girls night, I mean she gets to on demand a movie and drink wine by herself without me annoying her.
That's what girls night is out there in Palm Desert?
Yeah. Well, it's become what TDF radio is for her. Okay. You go ahead. You go do your thing and,
have your fun there.
I'm gonna stay home and watch Julie and Julia while you're out there.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Actually, it's a movie that I ended up watching.
How'd that go?
It was not as good as The Social Network, which I just saw.
That was good. I have, like, zero desire to see that movie.
It was good, mostly because it was a Aaron Sorkin flick. I really like The West Wing. I'm not doing anything for my case about being a fucking loser. But
no.
I like The West Wing. The West Wing was great. And they, you know, the movie was a lot like it. It was very, you know, dialogue driven. But they don't paint Zuckerberg as being a complete douchebag either, which I'm not sure whether he is or isn't.
I don't really know. He's a rich douchebag.
Very rich douchebag. They just, it's... It's a pretty interesting movie. I think you'd like it.
I kind of want to see the new Wall Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I kind of want to see it. I like the old Wall Street.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's good.
Never seen it?
That whole speech about greed is good. Oh, man. Still gets my blood going.
Well, Stacey is around here.
Out there watching the movie. Fucking Raymond.
We gotta have a conversation about this.
Yeah.
So
we fucking had this shit all set up.
Yeah.
We, you know, and I text him while I'm dropping a deuce after I get home from work here. You know, I get home from work, I started up Skype because I was like, oh, I bet these fuckers are anxious. And then I go to take a shit before the radio show, you know.
Of course.
And then, yeah, naturally. And then, you know, I sent him a text. Oh, you know, I'm taking a shit. I'll be ready in a minute. And he says, oh, I totally forgot. Really? Come on, man.
Doubtful. We were talking about it, what, yesterday?
Dude, you updated something on the Wave today. He got a fucking email about it.
Well,
like,
what are you going
to... Come on, man.
Yeah, and I did go on Sunday when I was watching the football game. The disastrous football game, which we'll talk about later.
Dude, I watched the last 5 minutes of it again today. It was depressing.
During the football game, I made a new station ID and sent it out to the boys. And I think it got Raymond kind of excited, you know? And then he just kind of forgets.
Was that a wine burp?
That was a wine burp.
Real manly.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck you, man.
All right. Sorry, I got to rag on you a little bit.
I just thought I'd throw everybody for a loop and drink a nice... this is actually
Pinot
a Merlot.
Or
it's
something.
Actually a Merlot.
It's a Merlot?
Which I bought by accident. I wanted a Cabernet. Vons has a killer deal with Firefly Ridge, a Central Coast winery. It's like a 16.
You just called buying a Merlot a killer deal, I think it was.
Yes.
You are not doing yourself any favors right now.
Well, Whatever. No, I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to my unique fact here instead. All right. So my unique fact.
Wait, before you do this, though.
Yes.
Have we ragged on Ray enough?
I think so.
All right.
He'll figure it out. He'll figure it out. He'll get back here very soon. All right.
Man up, Ray.
Yep. Should I play the drop again? Because
yeah, do it. Sure. Pause for station identification.
Well, I was gonna play the. I'm gonna play the drop. About your advice to him. You know.
Oh, okay, that one.
Yeah,
that works. One.
Whoop. That was not it.
Technical difficulty.
Technical difficulty.
Don't
worry. Here we go.
It's under control.
You can also beat off after the show. We don't care.
So, you know, Ray, that's for you. And that was kind of a peak of our booze break tonight. Just because I'm going strictly off iTunes and I can't mix things independently anymore. We're a mix now of bourgeoisie and ghetto podcasting.
Yeah. You have all the nice equipment, and I have the ghetto shit here.
But it's
I have a $20 Logitech USB headset here.
Well, you look gorgeous, okay?
Well, thank
don't
you.
Don't let anybody tell you
it's
any
my
different.
New haircut.
I think so. Looking like a skinhead, scaring me.
Sorry.
So my unique fact tonight is... has to do kind of like with just men in general, me as a man. And I know that men have said, I've heard before a lot of guys say that no matter what situation they're in, they tend to think of escape routes, ways of escaping any given situation. And I've done that before for sure. You know, been at some wedding and seen, you know, like outside on a balcony terrace kind of area and figured out, all right, if the building fucking collapsed, this is how I'd get out of there. So I do that, but my unique fact is that I also think about how I might handle a situation in which I'm presented with the need to intervene in some way and possibly violently. For example, the other night, now that I'm out in the desert, I know that there's coyotes and kind of crazy animals and shit out here. Taking my
dogs are scared of people.
Yes, but they're not scared of dogs and stuff. Now,
no.
And so, you know, I'm taking my dog out at night and it's dark, very dark. And I think to myself, what would happen if a coyote came and attacked my dog right here in front of me?
You fucking kick it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd go in there and I'd slide in like I'm sliding into home or something and just snap the coyote's neck. I had
Dude,
that
the coyote would be terrified of you already. You're like so much bigger than like a coyote is not like a wolf.
No.
We get coyotes where I'm from and they like, you know, we live kind of near a ditch and they come out and like, you know, eat cats and rabbits and shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Small dogs. But like, if they see a human, they run. Like, they're terrified, you know?
Yeah. I had one follow me, and I took my dog out on a trail once, and I had one follow me up the path, and that's part of where this came from. I'm like, if this fucker comes at me and my dog, like, I know it's another dog, but I'd fucking snap its neck. I'd do it. Like, I know that kind of shit would just kick in. I know it.
I think your dog is actually... I'm not sure.
He's about the size of a coyote. He's about 30 pounds.
I'm not sure, like, you know, coyotes like to feed on, like, small things, you know, kitties, rabbits.
I'm not asking.
We once found a coyote ear in the backyard of my buddy's house. And we think his rabbit, like, or not his rabbit, sorry, his cat cut the ear off, like, in a fight. We found a coyote ear.
That's badass. That is badass. I wasn't asking you to make me feel better about the situation, you know. I kind of like thinking, like, all right, if some animal comes at me, you know, and the only family I have right now is my wife and my dog, you know, and my stepcats.
You don't care that much about them.
50%. You know, we're going to grow to be very good friends someday.
Right about the time that they're old.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to be real good buddies. We'll go to the movies and stuff. Sorry to any families of, you know, people from divorced parents or something like that. Anyway, that's my bit. I think of how I might intervene violently with something attacking me, which, by the way, I did this morning. Giant cockroach on the wall. Huge.
Did you kill it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Beat it up like...
I don't see it on the wall behind you.
No. It was this morning. It was in the bathroom on the wall.
Oh, you like cleaned it up.
I needed to clean it up. You seen that scene in Men in Black? It looked like that.
Yes.
It looked like when Tommy Lee Jones, you know, blew up the cockroach from the inside. That's what the wall looked like.
Was that your auntie?
I used a running shoe. Just, you know, one quick. Things, pieces went flying everywhere. Disgusting.
Nice.
All right, so what's your unique fact?
Well, I forgot to set my alarm this morning to take the train to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up almost exactly 12 hours ago, actually. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I knew I was not going to make it. Impossible.
To like, the train.
Train leaves 12 blocks away in 10 minutes. So I'm just like, oh, fuck it. All right. I got to take the bus because I left my car at work like I do.
You take the train.
Because I don't need my car. You know?
Right.
I leave it up there because that way I don't have to worry about parking or getting towed or shit like that.
Right.
Anyway. So I know that I got to take the bus. And anyway, whatever. The bus sucks. It only takes like 15 minutes longer, but it sucks because I got to transfer and shit. Anyway. So... I miss the first bus too. I take a shower and I'm like, oh, I got plenty of time. You know, bus mm-hmm. leaves in 25 minutes. I'll just take a shower, put on some clothes. I put on some clothes and I look up. I'm like, oh, bus leaves in 3 minutes. So I run outside, and just as I get outside, I see it drive off, and I'm like, oh, fuck. All right, next bus, half an hour. So I go back upstairs, make myself a legit breakfast. Anyway, then I catch the bus. This bus goes through UCSD. Like it, you know, goes up Gilman and through UCSD, through the VA.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm on the bus and, you know, up out on Gilman, you know, people from UCSD start to get onto the bus. And, you know, I remember riding this bus like, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago from when I lived off campus. I would ride it into UCSD.
Sure.
And, you know, that was fine. But then these people get on the bus. I'm like, damn, I'm old. And I'm like, you know, it's scary because, you know, I'm looking at these girls and I'm like, man, you know, if I saw these girls, I'm 100% sure they're 18. But like the fact that they're going to UCSD, they probably are, you know. And when you know, you can always sort of tell when people are around your age, but like when they're not around your age, you're like, I don't really know how old this person is. You know, they could be anywhere from 18 to 22.
Sure.
Yeah. They could be anywhere from 18 to 22. And, you know, what that implies is I'm older than 22. Damn it.
You're just coming to this realization now.
It was an I'm old moment, you know. No, I'm not coming to the realization. I knew that I was fucking old. It's fine. But, you know, damn.
Now, you are hosting a reception of sorts for your own birthday, correct?
I do this every year.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you know how old you are.
I do.
So, how are you just getting to this realization now?
No. I mean, it's not like I didn't know that, you know, I graduated from college, whatever, fucking 5-6 years ago. It's not that I forgot, all right? It's just like, you know, if I went back to UCSD now, I can't pass for a student.
Yeah.
I'm old, you know? I think... I think my days, I mean, you know, I love my girlfriend and she's great. But my days of like, you know, hooking up with 19-year-olds are over.
They've been way over for some time.
I know, but you know, I didn't have to fucking think about it.
Well, that'll teach you to sleep in, won't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Moral of the story, get the fucking work on time, not an hour and a half late.
Yeah, that was sort of God punishing you, I guess.
Eh.
Maybe God is...
Nobody even said anything.
Well...
So in reality, I just got paid to sleep that little extra time and cook myself a legit breakfast.
What would you have for breakfast?
Oatmeal with a cut up apple on top. It was, you know, real.
We just had one of those internet problems where you froze and can you move on the, okay, good. Cause your voice dropped out there for a second and then you sat absolutely still.
Oh, sorry. I've been sitting absolutely still in podcasting right here, you know.
You are podcasting, well, but I'm going to, yeah. You're breaking up real bad. This is not good. We're going to have to cut this.
I don't know if we're cutting this. We might just have to roll with it.
We can roll with it. You just sounded really robotic for a second there.
I don't know. It's going to have to be in it. This is the price you pay for moving away, fucker.
Well, when you get your new Alesis multi-mix, then we'll be all good. But then again, we may
USB
still
USB 8.
Yes, we may still have the internet issue. I'll try and sit closer to my...
You sound pretty good. I mean, you sounded good the whole time. So, you know, if I were recording, everything would be perfect.
Well, okay. So...
It's just your ghetto kitchen and fucking, you know, ghetto computer. Fucking Windows.
All right. Well, I think, according to our wave here... We're not going to go, you know, 90 minutes like we did last time. I think it's time for the booze break here. No?
All right. I'm down for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we will be back very shortly. Our booze break today is Nelly. It's the number 2 song on iTunes. The number 1 song was a Taylor Swift song and I was not going to play that. So the number 2 song on iTunes this week was Nelly, Just a Dream. TDF Radio will be back in about 4 minutes.
Please don't sue us for playing your copyrighted music.
Just don't sue me for downloading it illegally. All right, we'll be back.
And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. My mama, I miss her when I learn. Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love. But wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone. And now I'm missing, wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made a decision that she wanted to move on. Cause I was wrong. Love somebody, put your hands up. If you ever love somebody, put your hands up. Let it burn and you wish you could give them everything.
Yo, you're listening to TDF Radio with Raymond Ray.
Had sex twice, smoked hookah, and rode a mechanical bull.
Todd Worthington.
And I hate cyclists.
James Ridgewood.
I'm a fucking pedestrian.
And Stacy Skyward. Only at TDFradio.com.
That's kind of fucked up.
Count Chocolatitis. Sounds tough. Why did you write that down, Jim? Is it because you know I love Count Chocula? Count Chocula?
Hit me. Shit. I ain't gonna stun him this time, T, baby. Shit. You already know. You already know. You already know. Damn. Just that hustler music. Young Beastie got that motherfucking hustler music. So ride to it, y'all. Vibe to it, y'all. Damn. Goddamn, mix the hit a nigga in his head with this one. I'ma paint the city red with this one. I'ma hit with this one.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
How good was that?
That song is awesome. I don't know where you came up with that, but that's amazing.
So, about that song, I heard it initially. I heard it for the first time coming out of a neighbor's window, believe it or not. I heard it coming out of a neighbor's window. Yeah, in San Diego. Like a couple weeks after I moved back to Hillcrest. And I was like,
you hold up your bottle of wine.
As I hold up my bottle of, as I hold up my glass of wine and I talk about living in Hillcrest, I'm married.
Right.
I can do all of that. Yeah. There's a lot of freedom.
It's legit.
So yeah. I heard it and, I was like, holy shit, I gotta Google whatever that is. And, I found it. Some remix, it's called Office Music, M-U-S-I-K, something called Clockwork Edit. It's Lil Wayne mashed up, to the Office theme song. It's awesome. That'll be a booze break coming up sometime for sure. We'll play the whole thing.
Faux show.
So what's next?
It was good. I listened to it on the, Fuck you, I sound amazing, bitch.
I hope it picks up.
I'm sure it's gonna come through like dog shit.
Yeah, probably like dog shit. So let's talk sports for a little bit. I want to try and wrap this up, by the way.
Are you sure we want to, man? It's a pretty depressing time for America's finest.
Yeah. So we left, the pod, we were checking in on the pods, on Gamecast, and, I think they lost the game, but they were going, you know, they were destined for the playoffs anyway. Take it away.
Yeah, not anymore. Although I was pretty impressed that they came back, like, you know, they came back, they got to play the 162nd game to see, you know, whether they were going to make it, whether they were going to be in the playoffs. I mean, mm-hmm. when you're playing the last game of the season for the playoffs, you at least had a decent year, you know? You're still in it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no one's gonna, you know, say that the Pods didn't have a good year.
Yeah, but apparently their team's gonna get like liquidated in the off season
again.
So, whatever.
They already got liquidated during the divorce.
Nah, like DeNorfia's up for contracts and Garland's up for contract. You know, whatever. A couple guys are gonna leave for sure.
Brutal.
I mean, you know, it's happens every year. You know, you're never going to have the same team. But basically anybody who has a good year and then they're up for contract, yeah, they're not going to be in San Diego, you know?
Yeah. Well, still it sucks. I was sitting at I didn't hear the news. You know, I don't follow baseball super closely, but I was stoked when the Padres went through. And then happened to be talking to this old dude at some bar down the road, and he was a Giants fan, and he couldn't see what was going on the TV. And I was like, trying to explain it, and he's like, "No, yeah, the Giants knocked him out already. So you know, this is what's happening." Oh man, that's not good. That's not good news.
Yep. I definitely got a call from some Giants fans to like talk some shit. It sucked ass.
Well, and then
whatever.
And then
The Padres decide, or then the Chargers decide to take a shit. Dude, I don't see how our special teams coordinator has not been fired. We've given up fucking fucking 3 kick returns, a special teams touchdown, a special teams safety. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, indeed.
So, for that game, I was sitting at home watching it. Stacy went out shopping with her mom. Everyone's having a good time. And then the first, like, 10 minutes of the game is, you know.
It's fucking 12-0 Raiders. Jesus.
It's brutal.
And the fucking Raiders. This is one of the things, you know. Marty Schottenheimer. I mean, you know, I'm not his biggest fan. But at the same time, like, he had our team ready to go for the Raiders. The Raiders were the fucking Super Bowl for the Chargers, you know?
Yeah.
He didn't give a you lose fucking 14 games a year, that's okay. As long as you beat the Raiders twice.
Yeah.
You know?
And we hadn't lost to the Raiders in, like,
7 years, man.
Yeah. Almost a decade of perfect games against them, and this is what we get.
Yeah. Blech.
Blech, indeed. So, blech. So I'm watching the game at home. I'm having a nice time. I made that new station ID, you know, relaxing, having a good time. The Chargers come back a little, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, halftime, you know, we weren't looking that bad. And
you know, and then... Then they fell back again, and I ended up leaving the house after that. We had dinner, and so I was like, well, they're kind of coming back. Maybe they'll pull it off. And then I checked my phone like in the bathroom, and it was like, nope.
Fucking Chadges. No, I don't know. I mean, it's one of the things, like, our offense is playing very well. Our defense, they're actually playing better than expected. Like, our defense is playing well.
Hmm.
Special teams?
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible.
Terrible.
Horrible. And interestingly enough, actually, like, it's only away. Like, our special teams at home, we've been amazing at home. We, like, if you just take our only two home games, you know, against Jacksonville and against Arizona, we're the fucking scariest team in the league. All right? You don't want to fucking face San Diego. Then you add in where they fucking take a shit against the Raiders and Kansas City and fucking Seattle of all. Dude, Seattle lost to the goddamn Rams. If we lose to the goddamn Rams this week, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Like, ugh.
How do we, I mean, you know, on paper, how do we look against them?
The Rams are horrible. Like,
the Chargers aren't great. I'm gonna put it out there.
The Rams just lost to Detroit by 35 last week. They lost to Detroit by 35. This is Detroit, who won two games last year, and this was their first win. And they'll probably have, you know, like one or two more. Now they might have five, but like, dude, I don't know. Whatever.
Realistically, like, what do you see the Bolts do in the rest of the season?
I don't know. You can hope for 10 wins, but, you know, you might only get 9.
With Norv at the helm, can you really think that, you know, they'll turn it around and quit with all this?
Yeah. I mean, our division is still dog shit. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, they're going to be competitive games because apparently we're not as good as we should be. But, you know, at the same time, we still have a ridiculously soft schedule. You know, we play 6 games against the Raiders, Kansas City, and Denver, who are all not very good. Then, you know, we have 4 games against the NFC West, who are also not good. You know, I don't know how Seattle beat us, but then we have to face Arizona, who we beat. We have to face fucking the Rams, who are awful, and San Francisco, who actually are pretty good, but they haven't won a game either. You know, I don't know. We should do okay.
Well, next time we podcast again, we'll check in on that prediction of we'll do okay.
Yeah. Well, here I'm hoping for 10 wins, but we might only get 9. All right. And if we get less than 9, Jesus, fire people.
Well, I thought that the Spanos family only fired people when they won 14.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, just because having, you know, one of the best records in NFL history, you know, fuck that. Means you suck.
I took this class back in college. And basically, I'm going to take the point that I learned there and apply it to the Chargers and, you know, the whole Marty situation. Which, again, is years old now, but I'm still bitter about it. So it's been widely studied that the hot hand can be basically shown to be not a true thing. The hot hand in any sport is not true. And that time after time, you bet the numbers, you'll win. Meaning, if a coach has the option of putting somebody in the game and they think, well, this person's doing well tonight, but this person has the record of, you know, the record behind them to say they're going to make this shot, they're going to get this win, they're going to do X, Y, and Z, that no matter what, you got to put in the person that has the better record versus the person that you think is doing that might do better. So in terms of personnel selection for the Spanos family, well, you know, we had 14-2 the year that they fired him. What did he do the season before? It's pretty good the season before, wasn't he?
Yeah, he made the playoffs.
I
think it was 10-6.
Brutal, man. You got to go. I'm saying they should have, no matter what how they felt about him, because obviously that's the reason he was fired. You don't pay a guy $1 million to sit on his ass. You know, And
$1 million. You think Marty was only making $1 million?
I think part of his contract was that he only got $1 million. That if he didn't coach, it was like they still had to pay him $1 million.
Mm. Yeah, so, I think he had 1 year left on his contract. Yeah, and I think he had a certain amount of guaranteed money left. Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. Fucking stupid.
I think there's still some debate about the hot hand. I'm not a hot hand believer, that's for damn sure. You know, people debate it endlessly, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, if I hire a coach who goes 14-2. And you know what's even worse about that is, like, you know, what does that tell a top coach who would potentially work for San Diego? You know, what does that tell, like, a Shanahan? You know, Shanahan was available in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could assign Shanahan. We could assign a Bill Cowher. What does it tell, like, a Bill Cowher or a Shanahan when you fire your coach after you go 14-2? You know, it tells them basically Spanos, you know, rules this place with a fucking iron fist, and he listens exclusively to AJ Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
That Cowher is like, Cowher and Marty are like real good friends.
Oh, they're bros, dude. Yeah, I mean, I know that after that shit, you know, Cowher would never work for San Diego. But, you know, what does it tell somebody like Cowher?
Right.
It tells them, you don't fucking want to work for San Diego. And so what do we end up with? We end up with fucking Norv Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. You know, I mean, Norv isn't all that bad. But at the same time, you know, maybe you could have got somebody better.
No, you could have gotten somebody better by waiting
by not firing
him. You know, I think that it definitely tells people, don't go to San Diego. One, they might move the team soon anyway. So you might not stay in San Diego. You might end up, you know, I mean, at best in Chula Vista, at worst in L.A.
Well, I mean, I don't think for a coach, I mean, that's not a big move, you know.
No.
I don't think they care that much.
No, but, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, it sends a bad message to, like, potential employees, you know. And you know, these are the potential employees you need a good relationship with.
Yeah. Moving off of sports, but I guess sort of on the topic of gambling, I am going to Vegas this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're driving out tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
It's
good stuff.
It's for a wedding.
You can bet on the Chargers. They're 8-point favorites in St. Louis.
No.
I don't know if I'd bet on them.
No. No. You know, one of the things that you need when gambling? Money. Money's what we're looking for there. Money. And, you know.
I was like, what are you looking for? No, I
money. but when I was there before, in previous times I've gone, is that the trolley in the background?
No, that was just somebody fucking honking. Fucker.
So, one time I went there, I went to a dueling piano bar. And not the one in New York.
Is this
New York.
The one in New York, New York?
No.
No, not that one.
No.
Right.
I don't like the one in New York, New York, because it gets filled with a bunch of frat boy douchebags. Like the one over at the Paris casino.
Okay.
A little more mellow. You can get a place to sit, and the guys there don't do manufactured beats on their, you know, they don't have any kind of electronic stuff. It's all piano. So it's pretty sweet. And when I learned about – I had a great time. When I learned about the rickrolling phenomenon, I had this idea. I'm like, I want to rickroll a dueling piano bar. For those of you who don't know what rickrolling is.
No. They can look it up, dude.
Okay.
If you don't know what rickrolling is, figure it out.
Figure it out, yeah.
You clearly weren't on the internet for the past 5 years. 3.
So I went to, we were up in San Francisco, and I wanted I'm like dying to Rickroll a bar now. So, these guys are playing. I'm figuring they don't know these guys up in San Francisco. I'm checking out. There's three people rotating, and I'm like, they don't know. There's no way they know. So I fill out the little card. I put up money, and I just wait. And one of the guys gets it, and he goes, "Man, I've been getting a lot of requests for this lately. I wonder what that's about." So
you fucking loser.
So clearly, I'm not the only one that's got this idea, which I'm loving. So they go on, and we're kind of looking at each other. Stacy's like, you know, good wife. She's got my back, and she's like, "All right, you know, they're gonna play it. They're gonna play it for sure." And, you know, so it comes around. One of the guys rotates out. And I say to him, I grab him real quick, and I go, "Hey, dude, you got to do it." And he looks at me and goes, "Man, I wish I knew how to play it. I don't know how to play it." I was like, "Well, that fucking sucks. Does the other guy know how to play it? Like, I gave you money. Like, I want you to do this now.
Make it happen.
Make it happen." And the guy, he's just like, "You know, sorry, I don't know how to play it." But mind you, he's played like Lady Gaga several times to the tune of like other songs, and like he doesn't know how to play Lady Gaga, but he can play, you know, he can sing the song and play it to some other tune.
Yeah.
And so we start yelling at him. We start heckling which was awesome. Cause I'm repping TDF even everywhere I go, and
you're getting a little drunk probably too.
That's what I mean. That's my euphemism.
All right.
So I am yelling at the guy, and so Stacy and we met up with some people there, and I don't think they knew what hit him. And so the guy stands up and he goes. And he's playing, and he goes, "Yell all you want. You can make that stupid face all you want, but that is not getting played at this effing bar." And we're like, I wanted to be like, but if I had a microphone, by the way, I would have been like, "But you just told us that you don't know how to play it. So fuck you, you know?" So I get the idea. Sorry, that's me. I get the idea.
I told you to turn that fucking shit off.
I don't know. I can't turn it off. I don't know how to do it. I'll figure it out later.
What?
I'll figure it out later. So I go, I get a brilliant idea. Dude, knock it off. So I get the idea. I grab one of the request cards and I write on it, "I want my $2 back."
Wow.
And I walk it up to him and I slap it just right down, right in front of him as he's still playing. And he goes, he reads it and he goes, "Man, fuck you." And he grabs, he crumples up $2 on that were sitting on top of the piano and he throws them at me.
Wow.
He goes, "Little fucking cheap bitch," right into the microphone. It was a complete epic win for me.
That sounds awesome.
And believe me, if we go to a piano bar in Vegas this weekend, I will do it again. I will do it.
They know how to play it, though.
Well.
It's fucking Vegas, man. It's a bunch of professionals
there. Yeah. Nothing like that. Nothing like, you know.
Backcountry San Francisco.
Yeah. Nothing but steers up there, you know? You got anything else going? So I'm going to Vegas. I'm hitting Vegas this weekend.
I got fucking nothing going on this weekend. We have building appreciation on Saturday. They're taking us all out to a bar. I'm going to get fucked up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I fucking hate my building. But, you know, whatever. I mean, if they're paying for the booze, I'm going to go drink it.
Sure. For sure. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
So, I mean, that's essentially my plan this weekend. Tomorrow, no real plans, hanging out with the GF. Sunday, football americano.
Yeah. Well, nice.
Yeah.
Free booze. You can.
Yeah. I'll rep some TDF in your language.
Yes. And to everybody else out there, rep TDF anywhere and everywhere you can.
Yeah.
Next time we do this, we will try very, very hard to make sure that at least three total people are on here.
Minimum,
absolutely. so, whoop. So
Jesus Christ,
I'm a
fucking rookie.
I'm a popular dude, man. What do you want from me?
OMG.
I'll figure out how to turn it off next time. I like keeping it on, you know?
Hey, you just have to turn the sound off and just for the podcast. Like,
no, I know.
But still, didn't you figure that out in college? Like, you know, I had the like instant message sounds on like first year of college before they annoyed the shit out of me. And I was like, I never want these on again.
Well, I know that, and I can do that. And with this particular messenger, if I have that as the main window, there's no sound. But because your ugly mug is staring at me through Skype and I need to keep that as my main window, the sounds are coming on. So my apologies for that. And you'll probably, because James was IMing me through the booze break. You're going to hear a couple dings, ding,
ba-la-doo,
ding,
ba-la-doo.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Eh.
Today's theme is loser.
Today's theme, yeah, losers. Both of us.
we're losers.
But listen, anybody who listened this far, they are definitely a loser.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Fucking loser. Nah, just kidding. You're awesome.
Yeah, definitely keep listening. JB shouted us out again this week.
Really?
Yeah.
On what?
On Facebook.
On Facebook?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
He shouted us out. He listened to our last podcast, liked our booze break so much, then updated his status saying, listening to CeeLo Green, fuck you, put the YouTube clip and then said, courtesy of @TDF Radio.
I'm totally logging in and seeing that.
Yeah, you got to see it. It's real good.
Yeah, I want to see this. Does it, what the fuck?
It should show up there.
Oh, at TDF Radio dot, never mind.
Did you go to our website and not the Facebook page?
No, I totally went to the Facebook page. I just
okay.
Yeah.
If you just go to even if you're
I put on, a dot instead of an at, we'll just leave it at that. I totally don't see this.
More Weinberg.
Oh yeah. I don't see it. Whatever.
Well, that's not my problem.
What the fuck was that?
Nothing.
What the fuck was that?
Nothing.
Jesus.
Sorry. I just got all kinds of sounds coming out of my computer. You know, hopefully next time we'll have, you know.
Yeah, anyway, more. Whatever. JB, love you, man.
Yeah.
You're not a loser.
You're definitely not a loser. Thanks for, thanks for listening and shouting us out on your Facebook page.
Show.
Do it again. All right. Well, gonna wrap it up then.
Gonna wrap it up, baby.
Wrap it up. We are at, let's see what we're at now. We're at 55 minutes.
Oh, we're right around the right time.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Let's go ahead and get this moving out of here, hey?
Okay, Mr. Canadian.
That's it! I have had it with
white snakes.
TDF Radio will be back with you soon.
Very soon.
I just wanted to mention that there is a Snakes on a Plane tattoo out there. I downloaded the picture. It's phenomenal. It's real good. But TDF Radio, we will see you next time. Thanks for listening.
All right.
You can also beat off after the show. We don't care.